does it say about today?
August the 13th. 13 August. This is day number 225. You've got 140 remaining. I'd make it the 33rd Thursday of the year. Better known to you as National Prosecco Day. I hope you're thirsty. You'll need to celebrate National Prosecco Day to wash down what you get with National Filet Mignon Day. Man, it's such a fancy day today. And just in time, wouldn't you know it, it's National Hobo Week. Oh, mercy. Go find a hobo, give him some Prosecco and some filet mignon. That's a big day for a hobo. And then you can screw it all up by celebrating International Left-Handers Day. You got some folks out there using their wrong hand for stuff. I go waving at you and you wave back to me with the wrong hand, hey, you got yourself a situation. Oh no, you're probably all right. Kurt Cobain was a left-hander, and look how well he's done. That moon is a waxing his crescent. Up there around Virgo, that's right. The Virgin often affects your bowels. You going fishing today? Today's a poor day for fishing. You best to go down in the evening. Color of the day's crimson, and the smell, that's carnations. You plan on doing any planting today? Well, you got a dumb plan, because today's a barren day. Can't plant stuff today, it'll die. You understand me? Don't waste your time. There's plenty of other things you could waste your time doing, like cutting your firewood. It's a good day to cut firewood and a good day to cut your grass if you want it to grow a little more this year. It's a great day to dig holes and kill your plant pests. Good day to harvest your above ground crops. Great day to get you some dental work done. Go to the dentist. Be his buddy. Good day to pick some fruit and a great day to start that project. You've been still wanting to start your project? When am I going to start? You're going to start today. All right. Today's a good day to start a project. Did you set your eggs? No. You shouldn't have. Today's not a good day for setting eggs. Don't you know it was today? Back in 1907, when the very first taxi cabs started to operate in New York City. And do you know that the majority of those taxi cabs are still in service, and also they have never been washed? Ever. That's why they smell so nice. And it was today, out in Sheffield, England, when somebody did something about our dirty metal and invented stainless steel. Thank you. It was on this day, in 1948, when the United States successfully defends the Olympic basketball title with a victory of 65-21 over France at the London Games. You fellas ought to be a damn shame to yourself. You let France score 21 points. I don't care what year it is. That's ridiculous. We got birthdays today. A happy birthday to that American sharpshooting. That sharpshooting woman, Annie Oakley. She was born out in North Star, Ohio in 1860. I bet you didn't back talk old Annie Oakley when she told you to do something. She told you to pick your drawers up off the floor. I bet you got them. Or you got, pow, 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 pow. Happy birthday, Alfred Hitchcock. He made movies or something. I think he's kind of important. He's born out in Leytonstone, Essex. That's out in England. 1899. Happy birthday, everybody's favorite Fidel. That's right, it's Fidel Castro. Born in 1926. And where do you think? Where do you think he's born? Where do you think Fidel's born? No, stupid. He wasn't born in Russia. He born in. Come on now, that was an easy one. And a happy birthday to our friend, everybody's favorite redheaded stepchild, Danny Bonaducci. Born out in Broomall, Pennsylvania in 1959. Dang. Danny Bonaducci's old. It was today that we lost that one Florence Nightingale. You know, that British nurse that helped everybody in the Crimean War? I don't know who she was either, but she died at 90 years old. That's what I remember her for. It was today when we lost to Mr. H.G. Wells in 1946. He wrote some kind of play about aliens or something. Screwed up the radio. Screw up my radio, whoop your damn ass. And today, back in 1995, swing and a miss, he went down goes Mickey Mantle. Died of liver cancer at 63. That was in bad taste. It was today, in 1956, when Elvis Presley releases his music single, Don't Be Cruel. This shows that Elvis Presley does not have a full understanding of the way that the female mind operates. See, Don't Be Cruel sounds a lot like a command. And if you command a woman to do something, you can expect quite the opposite. You got to think about what it is that you want to get, you see, with your words. So, do something like that. You got to say, don't be nice. Now she's got no choice but to just be real nice just to spite you. That's how women are. How it is in this house anyway. It was today back in 1997 when South Park debuts on Comedy Central. Yeah, it's still on, I reckon. Though it ain't been the same since they killed Chef off by shitting himself. We miss you, Chef. You shouldn't have been a Scientologist. I reckon that's all you'll need. And we'll see you tomorrow.